Hey, it's Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. I wanted to speak today about dandelions, that wonderful edible weed. Now, you can curse dandelions all you want, but what is now considered an invasive weed fed and healed humans for thousands of years. Every part of this humble little plant is edible. The dandelion's rich in nutrients, including proteins, calcium, iron, potassium, and vitamins A and C. They're good for digestion, and they may ease rheumatism or liver problems, and they even act as a diuretic. Dandelions are native to Eurasia, and it's still used in much of the world as a nutritious food and as a powerful medicine. Early pioneers to North America brought the seed with them for their herb gardens. Young, tender dandelion greens, gathered before the plant blooms, are best to spice up a salad. They taste much like endive or chicory. You can even cook them like spinach, if you like spinach, sautéed in oil and garlic, and the older leaves can be boiled with a bit of salt pork or bacon like collards and cut up or added to your risotto or pasta. Dandelion pesto can be made with spring greens right from your own yard, even from your own lawn. Process clean leaves with basil, garlic, toasted nuts, and olive oil. Add a bit of salt and pepper to taste and pack into a jar and store in the fridge to use whenever you'd like some fresh pesto. Dandelion soup is a nutritious, tasty mix of greens, chicken stock, basil, cream, and an egg yolk. Dandelion flowers will soon be abundant and easy to harvest. Picking the flowers is a great job for the little ones to keep them busy and happy. You can snip off the blossoms from the green base into a container, then rinse the flowers well and let them steep overnight. Please, though, just don't pick from an area that's been sprayed or that's had dogs around. Dandelion syrup is another great recipe to make and to try over pancakes or to mix with oatmeal. You pick about 60 dandelion flowers and clean them and steep them as I mentioned before. Add 1.5 cups of water and a cup of sugar, about 1/4 cup of brown sugar or perhaps honey if you'd rather, and 1/2 lemon, juice and zest both. Rinse the flower heads well and add the fresh water to a pot. Boil it up, let it boil hard for about 30 seconds or a minute. Very little time. Then remove the pan from the heat and steep overnight, so let it sit for at least 8 hours. The next morning, strain the liquid through a cheesecloth into a bowl and squeeze out as much water as you can. Discard the flowers and return the strained liquid to the pot. Add the sugar, lemon, and lemon zest to the pot and simmer for about 1 hour. Let the syrup cool. Now note, the syrup won't thicken until it has cooled, and once it has, taste it with a spoon, adjust the taste with a bit of sugar or lemon juice, whichever you prefer. Transfer to a sterile glass jar or container and leave to cool completely. It can keep in for the fridge for about 1 month. And again, it can be used over pancakes or whatever. Now, dandelions are a welcome early spring nectar source for bees and other pollinators, and they're really quite a good spring tonic for us. When I was young, my mother and father used to make dandelion wine, which apparently tasted terrible. Okay, this is Nancy Thompson wishing you a happy Muskoka day from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society.